You are now listening to Shotgun Sports, powered by Winchester. Recorded in the U.S. and streaming all over the world, we talk to shotgun shooters from all disciplines, world-class instructors, gun clubs, target setters, vendors, and industry-leading companies that fuel the sport. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and connect with us on social media. You can also catch our episodes on ShotgunSportsUSA.com.
If you or your club are looking to purchase Pro-Matic traps, make sure you get in touch with Rick Hemingway. He is the largest Pro-Matic dealer in the country and can handle everything for you. Rick offers new and pre-owned units and exceptional service. He also has a huge rental fleet, so no job is too big or small. Rick is well known for setting championship-style targets and designing unbelievable courses, so make sure you ask him about his turnkey services for skeet, trap, and five-stand. Contact Rick today at backwoodsquailclub.com or call 843-546-1466. On the phone with me tonight, I have a guy that probably doesn't need a big introduction, as most of you have heard of him before, Alex Clark, and the other guy is Trey Graham. And together, they have Gator Creek Sporting Clays. What's up, guys?
What's up?
So how you been? We're talking kind of late tonight because everybody works. We have jobs, so we have to get this out when we can. But what you been up to lately?
Well, we have had a busy day of loading targets and picking up holes and cutting grass and all the things that range owners should do.
I thought you had someone that did that for you. Trey, didn't you hire someone to do that?
We got Kurt. We got a mean grounds crew, no doubt.
You know, Kurt, one of you tell me one good story that everybody will laugh about.
Go ahead, Trey.
That would take all night long. That would take all night.
So you had some property that was cut by what? I mean, you had these track hoes in there or these skid steers or something.
Okay, this whole deal started with Alex and he is in his previous life as being a tree harvester.
Right.
He goes in with a skidder and, you know, we trying to make new area, put in new stations, give some different things to look at on the sporting range. So Alex goes in and he just levels out ground. We go in behind it, try to seed it to make it look good. Well, Kurt comes in. Kurt sees, well, it's green, it's grass, it needs cutting. So every stump that's left, every stick, root sticking up, whatever it is, Kurt's in there on a Bobcat zero turn lawnmower grinding everything level when we find him. I think it's look good, don't it? Yes, sir. It sure does.
Good.
Looks good.
Alex, looks good. What's his favorite tool to use? When you put
a weed eater.
Weed eater.
Kurt will tell you a weed eater is an extension of his arm.
So if anybody goes down there and asks for Kurt,
that Kurt gets all the credit for the looks of the place, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm pretty sure he weeded 50 acres a day.
Well, that's funny.
That was before lunch.
That's funny. So,
but we got a lot of good help down there. You know, we got. It seems everybody seems to be pitching in a little bit. You know, to help us go. You know, Taylor, he was at work today, but he's usually there helping us. Kim's there helping us on the regular. You know, Wayne, Ricky, if we're out of town, they always take care of stuff.
Yep.
So we've had a lot of help to bring the club a long ways in a short amount of time.
Alex, kind of go into the history of the club. I don't know, Trey, if you've been shooting there for a long time. I know you've been shooting there a while, but I don't know if you've been shooting there for a
while. I go back for a pretty good while.
Do you? Okay. Well, both of you can add some to this. Kind of go into the history of Gator Creek.
All right. So Gator Creek was founded somewhere around 93, 94. So my dad, My dad would like to, he's always been a bird hunter. His dad was a bird hunter, a notorious bird hunter for the area. Big dove shot. So my dad finds this game, shoot and play targets, has to go out of town to do so. And, you know, he's like, well, I got some property. Why don't we just do it there? So him and a couple buddies, one of them a machinist from McRae, Georgia, he built some skeet throwers. So set them up, had like a 50-round course, mm-hmm. all manual machines. And that's what we started on. That's what Gator Creek was founded on. Five or six guys pitching in and starting it. Well, you know, everybody's seen it over time. People find new interests, new hobbies, stuff just kind of plays out. And before long, it was just solely up to my dad to manage everything. And I started out shooting, you know, it's never been a career. It's always been more of a hobby.
Yeah.
So the place, that's probably the only reason the place made it, was because nobody was drawing a paycheck off of it. Everything that was made off the targets went back into the place, and it eventually evolved into from manual machines into a few automatic machines on cords, and then it turned into, you know, 10 stations, 12 stations, 15 stations. Then it went from cords to cordless, and, you know, it just evolved over many, many years. So dad had the place, you know, doing it. And I was always there, kept the place going, mainly because that's what me and him enjoyed doing. That's what we've always done. That's all I've ever done is shoot shotguns. So he ain't getting no younger. He's pushing 70, and he brought me in as a partner somewhere around, I'd say, 2012 10 to 12 or so. I ain't really thought about it. And he and I we ran the place, and it just got to the point I was always working and everything was kind of left up to him. Well, you've been around sport and clay ranges, and you know that's not a one-man job.
No.
Doing everything, and especially, you know, you're retired and it's supposed to be time to kick back. So it just got a little bit too much for dad to handle. And he and I were talking, and, you know, he asked if I wanted to kind of take over things. So that was brought up, and I was glad to. So, but also I knew it was too much for me to handle. So that's kind of where Trey comes in. Trey and I've been shooting a long time, and Trey's passionate about it, and I am too. And Trey's real enthusiastic, so I was happy to bring him on board, and now we're partners in the business, and a lot of ideas, a lot of extra muscle, and made the place what it is today. I think it's on the right track.
Trey, hold on before you say anything. Everybody listening, that's the longest Alex Clark's ever talked on a podcast.
Hands down.
What you think about that, Trey?
I hated to interrupt him. I really hated to interrupt him. He was on a real good roll there. But I'll add to that. You know, to credit Quail, you know, everybody that's been around sport and clays a little bit, I'm sure you've met Quail at some point or another. But being in it for the short amount of time that I have, you know, he deserves all the credit in the world for doing it by himself. Because like Alex said, you know, we're fortunate enough that, you know, a lot of us work together, so we have had more help than Quail had in 10 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, for him to do it that long by himself is a credit to how much he just was in it solely for everybody else more than himself.
Yeah.
Yep. And for those of you that don't know my dad, Gary Clark, my father, is a.k.a. Quail.
You know, I was down there a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, and right before I left, your dad Quail was standing right outside the clubhouse there, looking on a new phone. I said, Quail, you done moved up in the world. You done got you an iPhone now. He said, I sure do.
No, he's got cameras set out. He's got cameras set out, and buddy, You think he's looking at something on that phone? He has got trail cameras, and he can tell you where every piece of wildlife is at on his property.
Yeah. Is he still into that a lot, Alex, going hunting?
Every single day, especially now. Yeah. Now that he don't have to load traps and keep the place up, I can tell you the wildlife's catching trouble.
You know, another funny story is Quail he'd poach your deer stands, wouldn't he, Alex? And shoot your deer.
Oh, yeah. He'll shoot deer. Yeah. He'd tell me he figured I'd want to see what it looked like up close.
So as far as Gator Creek goes, I mean, you know, the first thing that I can remember when I went to Gator Creek, Alex, is that you told me that there's never been 100 shot on the course. Okay. And for the past few years, I mean, there's a lot of people went in there and tried.
I've
tried for 26 years. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there.
But, you know, and I brought that up the other day and you said, well, that's changed. Somebody finally did that.
All right. I have shot probably more shells at Gator Creek than that ship stuck in that canal could tote. So I have shot 99s. I've missed the last target. I missed the first target. I've missed every target in between, but that 100 just could not be reached by me. And up until this year, it had not. So by anybody else, but opening day?
Opening day.
So Trey and I, we take over, do renovations, get the course set up. So our grand opening, our good friend Zachary Keenbaum comes to visit us and rewrites history.
Well, Zach's been there before, and he still hadn't shot 100 there, right?
Zach?
Yeah.
He has now.
He has now, yeah.
So we've
got one scorecard framed on the wall, and that is Mr. Zachary himself.
Well, how about that? He's got a scorecard signed and framed on the wall right when you walk into gun club.
Yep. And big Winchester right beside it, showcasing the shells. He blew up 100 with.
There you go. What you think about that, Trey?
I didn't see it, so I can't verify.
You think you need to verify that?
Man, I was with him. I didn't.
So who do you have setting the targets out there now?
Eric Dorsey.
Yeah.
Eric is the man. He's coming once a month, but he's helping us with the traps. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, that's second nature to him that we don't know. And from my side, I can't say enough about Eric. You know, every time that we call, he answers the phone. He's set targets that stumped us all at one point or another. Mm-hmm. And so he's coming and doing that, and he's, you know, helping us with some different layout stuff. Just can't say enough about that guy. You know, he is the man.
He does a good job. What I like, he don't have to beat you with speed and distance. He can make you miss inside 30 yards.
He can. And sit back there on the four wheel and laugh at you when you do it.
Yeah.
Like it's funny.
Yeah.
So
what do y'all have to offer? What's everything Gator Creek has to offer? I know you got a sporting range. What else do you have?
We've got the sporting clay range. We've got skeet towers. We've got five stand, and we've got a trap machine.
You know, I want you to go into what all you've done to the property. For anybody that's been there, if you go back and look at it now, it is totally different. You really wouldn't recognize the place. I think you did a great job.
That's a long list. We've changed a lot down there. Now we've got shooting stands at every station. We put in a card system. We have cleared a bunch of stuff up. You know, we were talking a little bit earlier about Alex and his tree clearing expertise, and then we brought in somebody and opened the place up a lot. I mean, we've changed. If you've seen it before and seen it now, it's almost two different places.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely different.
And we got Kurt.
And Kurt. So.
Really just brought the place up to speed, you know, all new shooting boxes with, you know, all treated wood. Basically, a lot of people say it's a mini Meadows. If anybody's ever shot at the Meadows up in Forsyth, we kind of model ourselves after them, and all leveled up shooting stands, you know, not standing on level ground, card systems, totally remodeled the pro shop, you know, really, really did a bunch of work all the way around.
Another interesting topic is your membership and what you're offering there, which I thought was pretty neat when Trey told me about it. Why don't you tell the people listening about that?
Well, with our memberships and the way we're doing it is, you know, we you know, of course, we got to go to work. So we're not there, you know, every day. And being a member there, you know, we give you a gold card, and you can load as many targets as you want to on that gold card. And we don't necessarily have to be there as long as you've got targets on your card. So if you, you know, you go shoot, we make sure the traps stay full, go shoot. That's the biggest advantage of being a member there. Also, you know, of course you get price breaks on the targets. Mm-hmm. All of our members do.
Being able to do that, you know, I mean, if a lot of places close early, and if you can't get to the club on time and there's still light left, I guess you can ride to Gator Creek and shoot some, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You ride to Gator Creek with that new, ProMatic car system. It has a setting on there. You can basically one person go around that course and shoot it by themselves. You do not have to have a trapper. You have all the pre-settings that throw report pairs, true pairs. You can shoot singles. Everything's on a delay, so you can go through and shoot that course just as the menu say.
Yeah, that's neat, for sure.
The heat field has a voice-activated control. You can clip that remote on your side, clip the microphone on your collar. You can even say pull, you know, and the machines work. It's a pretty neat feature.
I didn't know you have voice activation.
Yeah, you'd have to shoot skeet to figure that out, Justin.
Oh, I got you.
I'll never use that either. So don't feel like you're the lone wolf there.
So
I've never seen Alex more tickled than he was at me trying to shoot skeet.
What did you shoot?
Bad.
You know, the first time I went out there, that's the first time I shot skeet. That was fun. We really had a good time with that. I bet you missed half of them.
I don't have a good time on a skeet field. Well, that's half of them. I shot 24 shots and never moved off the first platform. Alex said, this is where you go learn your gun.
Yeah.
After a box of shells, Alex said, okay, let's go over here to five stand.
Learn it somewhere. Yeah.
That's funny right there. That's funny. Well, Alex, I know
you're probably not that bad, but it was an adventure.
I see you're shooting a lot more. I know you got a new job and you've got a little more time. How has that played a role in what you're doing? I mean, how are these scores? I mean, you're shooting some really good scores. What have you done to change your shooting?
Without experiencing, I never would have believed it. You know, because honestly, I thought at my previous job, I was, which you know, because we're buddies, I was running a body shop for a guy, and long hours, you know, real physical job. And so I'm looking forward to Friday to be able to go shoot. Well, I probably should have been letting my body recover, you know, the few days I had off, just get ready for next week. But instead, I'm trying to shoot and keep my mind focused. And I never guessed how big a role that played into shooting. But now I have a lot better job. I work with people that are also passionate about the same things I am, and it allows me to go do those things more. So, you know, a lot less physical job, being able to do it more because the people I'm with also get to go do it or want to go do it. And it really keeps your mind kind of on topic, you'd say. So being able to think about it a lot more is, of course, going to make you better. Also getting to practice a lot more too.
Yeah. So you and Trey don't just have Gator Creek together. You also work together. And I know you travel around the U.S. Did either of you ever stop at any gun clubs along the way and try to shoot?
We have been known to venture into one or two. We are members at several different clubs.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I figured y'all would travel around and shoot together like that. Not only tournaments, just for fun.
Oh yeah,
we sneak off every now and then.
You do what?
Matter of fact, we got a meeting tomorrow at the Meadows.
Do so you?
Yeah, strictly business.
You got to discuss if the targets will break or not.
Strictly business.
Yeah. So, another thing with you, Alex, is the gun you're shooting. Now, you've shot Berettas, you've shot Krieghoffs, I'm sure you've shot a little bit of everything. But for some reason, the gun you're shooting now is a Beretta, but it seems like you're shooting it better than the other Berettas you had. Kind of go into that a little bit, because the gun's really a special gun, and you have it.
Right, yes. Yeah, it's a real special gun to me. I grew up shooting Berettas. I've shot Berettas my whole life, and I really wanted to shoot an over and under. So once you get to the point where you want to over and under, you know, back in the day, if anybody's shooting a Krieghoff. And so that's just kind of always been my dream gun, but it just don't work for some people.
Right.
And tried and tried and tried, and you know, I get a for effort in that department. Because, buddy, I tried them all, and you know, it didn't work, and I finally gave up on the idea. So I went back to what I knew. I went back to a Beretta A400 built by Cole Gunsmithing, and I was doing pretty well. You know, that's what I grew up shooting, so it felt like home. So then, You just always want that over and under. You want to be an over and under shooter. That's just the thing to do. It seems for me, I want it over and under.
Yeah.
But I also want to be able to put up a score with it. And luckily for me, I found the perfect gun that fit me. And that's also a Beretta. So that's kind of cool to me that it's a revolving door. You always end up back where you started. So I ended up with a Beretta in my hands after all. And
what is it?
Turns out that gun was also came from Cole Gunsmith. It's a Beretta SL3 with 32-inch barrels.
You talking about a good looking gun, and you said you got it from Cole. Cole, I guess, how do you get a gun that's that rare? Isn't that gun pretty rare in the U.S.?
Yeah, that gun's actually built as a field gun, and Rich decided he wanted to turn that gun into a sporting gun, which they did not offer. So he worked with Beretta, and he got them to build a set of 32-inch barrels, fit on those receivers, and he kind of came out with that own little line there. And there's 9 of those guns in this country, and I'm lucky enough to have one of them.
So that gun was made as a field gun, and Rich had Beretta change it?
Correct.
I mean, that's pretty, that's just impressive, just listening to that. So,
yep.
And did it come headed with the stock?
That's right. Okay. The gun come headed, so I got to go down and experience the Cole gunsmithing experience and work with Rich, get the stock built, and I tell you, he did a fabulous job.
Yeah. Trey, what are you shooting?
I'm shooting a K80 Sporter. I tried them all. Started on a Pro Sporter, then jumped all the way to the bottom of the barrel and got on the parkours and just found a happy medium with the Sporter.
Yeah.
I was whipping that parkours bad.
Yeah. I think that's why they come out with that X barrel, is to help with that, widen the rib and help with the weight.
It does have a wide rib. I shot one, played with it a little bit, but I'm pretty comfortable with where I'm at on the Sporter. I shoot Greenwood stock, so he's got me fitted to that thing pretty good. We get along pretty good.
Yeah, Jim Greenwood can do it as well. A really good gun fitter. So here's a question kind of for both of you. I think this is a good question. Sure. What advice can you give someone that works a lot but also wants to do well in shooting competitions?
make time would be the biggest thing that I would say is make time to practice.
Yeah.
Anything else, I would say, if you want to be serious about it, find a coach.
Yeah.
You can waste a whole lot of money and a whole bunch of shotgun shells that are so hard to find right now when somebody that has been down the road that knows what you're doing can put a hand on your shoulder and say, try this.
Yeah.
I think a coach is the best money spent.
Do you still take lessons from a coach, Trey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a Will Fennell student, I will proudly say. So, he has brought me a long way in a short amount of time. Seminole Cup a year ago, I met Will and made buddies with him and have come to, and this year at the Seminole Cup, I was in double A. So,
wow. Yeah. I haven't been to Will's place. I haven't been to his place in North Carolina, but I hear it's nice. And do you ride up there every time when you take a lesson?
South Carolina. I don't always go there. Now I have been there, a good number of times. I've been there and it's a really unique place. You know, he has got the ability to create any target you're going to see anywhere. Yeah. And, you know, but it's in with me working with Will, he figured me out pretty quick that it's not necessarily that I need to bang 1,000 shells through my shotgun. That he can show me. Yeah, you know, he figured out pretty quick that I learned visually, and with having him being able to show me and to understand, to be able to communicate with me, because, you know, I'd be the first to say Will is a friend of mine. You know, I'll talk to Will about anything if it doesn't have anything to do with sporting clays.
Right.
You know, so, but his facility is, you know, I would recommend going there if you're having specific problems, because he can help you figure that out.
What about you, Alex? I know that you came from working a whole lot down to still working a lot, but you have some time to shoot. What would you say to someone like that?
Well, I think you really need to pay attention to your mental levels, I'd say. Not necessarily like, do you physically feel like getting up and going? Sure, you know, I feel rested, but can you really put 100% of your brain activity toward focusing on targets? Mm-hmm. If you're worried about something back at work, you know, project due, deadlines, don't get so discouraged if you don't do as well. You know, not saying don't shoot, you can still take something from, you know, every practice, but don't get so discouraged if things don't go your way. You know, you really have to put everything you got into every shot you have.
Yeah. You know?
At the end of a good round, you should be mentally exhausted.
Yeah. I'm physically exhausted. I don't know about mentally.
Yep.
So does it make you more confident knowing that you've been shooting more often now when you go to a tournament?
Absolutely. You know, picking up the gun, it don't feel so foreign, you know?
Yeah.
After taking a few weeks off, now it's something you got in your hands, you know, every 3 or 4 days. So the gun's a lot more comfortable. Everything feels a lot more routine.
Yeah. Are you, speaking of lessons, Trey was just talking about, are you giving lessons at Gator Creek?
I don't want to say that I'm not necessarily advertising lessons, but it's hard for me to see anyone struggle, especially any of the Gator Creek family. So I'm going to offer my advice to anyone free of charge that's shooting in my place. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not out trying to make a living off giving shooting lessons. I have a job every week that pays my bills. So, if you're out shooting and you seem to be struggling, I will offer my advice.
speaking of that, Gator Creek has always had a very, very strong youth team. Are they still there?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
Yes.
And what do they call the Young Guns? Gator Creek Young Guns?
Gator Creek Young Guns.
Yeah. And kind of tell me about them.
You got it, Trey?
Nope.
we've got a good group of kids. We've got a lot of talent in our group of kids. We've got some youth shooters that are really shooting lights out. And, you know, we can't help but think that it's from the targets they shoot day in and day out at Gator Creek. We're not throwing soft targets. You know, we've got one course compared to other people's, you know, two or three courses. We don't have a beginner, intermediate, and advanced. We got to mix everything into one to try to please all three crowds. So these kids are, this is what they shoot, man. They're getting hard to beat.
Yeah. You know, you said earlier that there's never been 100 shot there. So, I mean, just think about that for a second. If you get some of the best there are going to Gator Creek and hadn't shot 100, but these kids are out there shooting the same targets, I mean, you know, they got to be good.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're starting to get dangerous.
Yeah.
I will say we've got really good kids. You know, they're not just good shots. They're good kids.
Yeah.
You know, kids, you're proud to see something that you're branded on their back. You know, that's what I'll say about a bunch of our youth.
Yeah. A lot of them you see now up in Masterclass a lot. And you know, I think of one that I see up there and every time I know he's at a shoot, you better be ready. Bo Grimes, I'll mention his name. You better be ready.
Bo's going to bring it.
He's going to bring it. And I can remember him shooting when he was a lot younger out there. And now you see him at shoots, and he's running up there with the big boys. So that's good.
And there's some that's younger. You know, some that's rather, you know, we've got a few that are really, really starting to shine.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, man. It's getting the youth into the game and getting them excited about it and keeping them in it. And, you know, in some place like, for everybody who don't know where Gator Creek is, it's in between Savannah and Middle Georgia. Macon and Savannah, right in the middle, is Gator Creek. So if you headed down to Savannah that way, stop off. But, you know, there's not a lot of places to go. And those kids all go there to shoot. And they're good, man. I mean, they are good. So that's a good thing about it.
They put in the work.
They do.
We've got them hooked, and we're going to keep their foot on the gas. So
that's right.
They're just going to get better from here.
Alex, what is your goals in shooting? What would you like to accomplish?
Well, that's a good question. every time you load the gun, you're wanting to win. You want to hit every target you shoot at.
Yeah.
But you know, goals change.
I think
great to be to make the All-American team. You know, that should be anyone's goal. You know, that's an awesome achievement. Congratulations to anybody that's ever made it. That's saying a lot. So that'd probably be my goal.
Yeah, I think that's a good goal. I'm All-American. I mean, what else could you ask for? You know, what about you, Trey?
My goal is to show up. I say that, and I say it in a joking manner. Alex touched on something earlier that I have a really hard time doing, and that's making it through, you know, being able to solely focus on shooting sporting clays in that moment. Sometimes with the job that we have, I'm in a little different position to where if my phone rings, I have to answer it. So it's, you know, that being able to show up and stay focused, just, you know, that's I guess my next goal that I would be, you know, I'd like to get into Masterclass at some point, and that's what I'm working towards now.
It ain't no fun up there, Trey.
You know, I guess I'm a little bit different than everybody that has that argument that is no fun in Masterclass. I can't say that a class would stop me from shooting any more than I shoot now.
Right.
Or would encourage me to do anything differently than what I do now. I shoot because I enjoy it. Everybody's got a hobby, whatever it is, you're going to spend your money on something. I enjoy shooting. I don't know if a classification would damper my shooting. I've heard all the same discussions that everybody else has. Well, you can't win if you get into master class. Well, you're not putting the work there. And I'm a person that realizes that, you know, my job, my family, that's going to come, you know, I've got other things that may come first, you know, my kids playing ball, that's stuff that I don't want to miss. So am I going to lose a tournament because I went and watched softball game? That softball game is going to be more important to me.
Yeah.
So I can't say that a classification is going to stop me from shooting any more than what I shoot now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do you get to Gator Creek? Tell people the easiest way to get to Gator Creek.
Gator Creek, search Gator Creek on Facebook. I mean, we're in the middle of nowhere. We don't even have an address, if that tells you anything. Go to Gator.
Yeah, just call us and we'll drop you a pin. is the best directions we can give.
I have a map on the Gator Creek Facebook page. You click on the map, it's got a drop pin. It'll bring you right in there to us.
Yeah. You told me that one time, that I said, Alex, what's the address? He says, well, I don't have one. You just have to, there's a sign out by the road. Just turn left right there. I said, okay. Yeah.
Get close. Call me. We'll pop a flare. You just find us the best you can.
Just show you where we're at.
That's right.
All right. So find you on Facebook. Gator Creek Sporting Clays on Facebook.
That's us.
Alex, I'm gonna have to call Guinness, man. It's a record.
Is it?
It's a record. Hey, Trey, real quick before we get off, if you saw Alex, or if you didn't know who Alex was and you saw him in a crowd, what is one thing that would...
Is he real easy to pick out?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Real easy to pick out. He gleams.
Gleams?
Gleams.
Sure. If the sun's out, you will have your sunglasses on. I mean, Alex is real easy to pick out. Just look for the one who is unproportionate. He's got all the teeth.
Some teeth, huh?
All of them. All the teeth.
Yeah. Well, how about that? Alex.
All my teeth. In the head his size.
Hey, Trey looks like, you know, he reminds me of Paul Bunyan. You know that big old guy with a beard? He walks up. Head. He's like 8 foot tall. Yeah.
4 or 5 gallon bucket for a hat. Yeah, I know that guy.
That's the one.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate you. And
appreciate you having us.
Yeah, man. We'll try to send some people down there to you.